Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ulei Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We are in Masechtet Taros. We are in Perek Yud Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. And the next Mishnah tries to figure out what happens when you find a dead sheretz in one of the barrels that you emptied into a pit of wine. So Azolei Fesabor. What if I was emptying a pit? Right? Which means I'm getting a liquid transferred in incremental steps. So I'm taking out several barrels, one at a time. Benimsa sheretz barishona. And after filling several barrels with the wine or the oil, I find the sheretz floating in the first barrel. So we assume that if that contents of that barrel are already tamei, and I filled the other one subsequently, kulan tomatoes, everything I picked up subsequently, I assume, was also involved with the sheretz. But b'achrona, but if I find it only in the last one, he tomeya b'chulan tahoros, right? That I assume that the last barrel is tummy, and all the other ones are Torah. Amosai, when is that so? Bizman shu zolif b'chol achas v'yachas. That's assuming I'm emptying using each barrel. Right. However, avam hayizolif b'machatz. If I was using a dipper, right, nimsa sheretz b'achas mehem, and I find the sheretz in one of the barrels, so then he tamei abelvad. Only the barrel is tamei because I can assume that what that the sheretz was inside the barrel. Emasai, when is that so? Bismanchu bodik v'lo mechasa. That's assuming that I'm checking the barrels, but I don't cover the barrels, or mechasa v'lo bodik, or I covered the barrels but I didn't check them. But if I was checking barrels and covering the barrels, nimsa sheretz b'chavis, and I find the sheretz inside, so then hakol tamei, then everything is assumed to be tamei. Babor hakol tamei, in the pit everything is tamei. B'machatz hakol tamei, if it's found in the ladle, everything is tamei. Again, the understanding is that if it's in the machatz, if it's in the dipper, or it was in the actual pit, then everything that came up had come into contact with the dead sheretz, making it tamei. And finally, as we see many times in the Masechta, when we have a suffik tumah in a rishus ha yachid, we assume that it's tamei. A suffik tumah birishus harabim, we treat as tahor. So we try to figure out what sections of a press are considered Rishus HaRabim, which ones are considered Rishus HaYachid. So, Beina Igulin Lezagin Rishus HaRabim, the section between the rounds and the grape skins, right? An agul is like the part where it's like a big millstone, right, that's put on top of the grape skins in order to get any remaining juice out. So that's pretty close to the wine press. So since that the grape skins are piled over there, and it's very heavy, many people had to be involved, right? So we treat it as a rishus harabim. Keren shelifnei abotim rishus hayachid. But the end of the vineyard that's in front of the harvesters, that's going to be considered a rishus hayachid. Shel achar abotim rishus harabim. The area behind the harvesters is a rishus harabim. And why is that? Because everyone has a right to go in out through that derech, through that path. Emasai, when's that true? Bizman sharam nechnasim bizu v'yotzim bizu. That's assuming that everyone goes in from one side and leaves from that side, right? Klei beis abad b'shal agasa ikel. What about the stuff in the olive press? So kalim from the olive press or from the wine press. First of all, the ekel, the mesh basket. So bisman shame shall eats if it's made out of wood. So in such a situation, menagvan, you dry them out. Vein tor, and we can assume that they're going to be tar again. And before that point, tevila won't work if they were tummy and you didn't dry them out. Then you didn't do anything. Bizman shem shel gemi, but if they're made out of gemi, which is a type of like rubbery type of substance, miyashlan kol shnei maser chodesh ocholtam bechamin, you have to let it go on for 12 months, or you scald it in boiling water. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says in the sanam b'shibolas hanar dayo, if you put it in the rapids, that's going to be enough to beat out the liquid that may have gotten absorbed inside. So if you've done that, so then that's going to be enough within the process. Okay, we'll stop here. With this, we conclude Masechta Taros, and with Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, tomorrow morning we'll have the honor and privilege of introducing Maseches Mikvos. Have a wonderful, fantastic day.